Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Paul Landgraf is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation, the 20th chapter. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it, and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus. The text from Revelation chapter 20 is one of the probably most difficult in the New Testament, maybe of all Scripture. There's so much written about this millennium, 1,000 years. If you look at the Concordia self-study Bible, the footnote for just verse 2 takes up a half a page. I have a few minutes. But the book of Revelation, so filled with Old Testament, New Testament references as well, almost like drinking out of a fire hose. And so we'll have a few drops today regarding Satan being bound. Did you catch that center stanza of the hymn we just sang? We were talking to Satan. Previous stanza, we're talking to sin. Next stanza, it's death. But the middle one, although he's bound, we say, Satan, hear this proclamation. I am baptized into Christ. Drop your ugly accusation. I am not so soon enticed. Now that to the font I've traveled, all your might has come unraveled. And against your tyranny, God, my Lord, unites with me. Even bound, even where he is, whether he hears it or not, we have something to say. We have some difference to make. Dr. Brighton, in his commentary, the Concordia commentary on Revelation, brings up how in Jesus' parable of binding the strong man, he says, the strong man is the devil, and the one who had come to rob him by first binding him is Jesus Christ. And then that's in all three synoptic, similar perspective, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But then Dr. Brighton goes on to say, the Gospel of John does not refer to the binding of Satan, but describes Satan as being judged and cast out when Jesus would be lifted up on the cross. And so we have in four gospel accounts this binding that makes a difference. And it's not in necessarily in Bethlehem, it's not at the empty tomb, it's on that cross. That method of torture where Jesus, having been bound, stays there. You think how easy it was for him to get down. A snap of the fingers, a blink of the eye. Could be all over for him. Satan, on the other hand, having been bound, he's there. 1,000 years. The exact time God wants him there. He's just a messenger. That's all. You can go without a messenger. We do that a lot of times these days. But Jesus on the cross, having been bound, says what? It is finished. It is paid for. Again, Dr. Brighton, according to the four Gospels then, the devil was bound, conquered, judged, and cast out as a result of Jesus' saving ministry, culminating his death on the cross and his resurrection. Therefore, the binding of Satan, the dragon, took place at Jesus' victory, accomplished by his ministry, death, resurrection, and ascension at the beginning of the 1,000 years. When will it end? If you want to Google all the problems that they had at the year 1000 when they thought the world was coming to an end then, maybe you remember year 2000, the problems you might have with the computer. God knows exactly when it'll end. The exact time. He's got it all worked out. And Satan is bound. Jesus is free. And we live in that freedom. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Jeremy Gorline, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.